Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
The Super Bowl commercials, the price of a 30-second Super Bowl ad has hit an all-time high of $10 million. NBC is saying that they were charging an average of $8 million, but that a handful of slots probably, you know, there's probably really primo ones, you know, in the first break or maybe right after the half or right before even. Those ones were selling for more than $10 million.
I didn't feel like this was a particularly great year for marketing. Like, I didn't see a ton that I super loved. I also didn't notice it at the time, but I read that automakers were like not seen. They did not participate for,
you know,
whatever reason.
Who I saw was a lot of Toyota, and I wondered if those were the local slots. Did you see all the Johnny Mosley ones?
Those are all local spots.
Yeah, and I think they were saying, I can't remember, they were like the official partner of maybe of the NFL. I don't know. I don't think so, though. But I heard Johnny, I was like, oh, that sounds like Johnny Mosley. So he's doing the voiceover for it. And then at the end, he pulls off his goggles. And there he is, smiling his handsome face
into
the
camera. Well, the dude's a damn stud. I mean, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
American hero.
I will say that these are probably not fully ranked, and everyone has their own ranking anyway, but they're saying that the Jurassic Park ad for Comcast Xfinity was the best one, according to this particular source. It was showing how Jurassic Park could have been different if their internet hadn't gone down.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually directed by Taika Waititi, and it brings back Sam Neill, Laura Dern, Jeff Goldblum. To me, it looked like they used actual scenes, and then as everyone's enjoying Jurassic Park, where no problems are happening because the internet's working, they age regressed them. And that was a theme, because the number two on this particular list puts a 90s sitcom twist to Good Will Hunting for Duncan.
I really have to say I loved the Jennifer Aniston part. Like, when you got to the punchline, it was great.
I forget what the punchline was at the end there. Because she pulls.
She's doing the Matt Damon line,
right,
where I got her number. How you like them apples?
Right. Slaps her hand.
Except
up there.
She does it. I forget the line. But it's good. It was funny.
It's all these people from big sitcoms through the years. So Jason Alexander.
And it was
George
Tom
Costanza.
Brady that she pulled out.
She
right?
did. Right. But yeah. I was, and he was like furry. And I thought, is that Matt Damon? But no, it was Tom Brady. But she had some line that she said. Matt LeBlanc, who had, I don't know, pitch black dyed his hair, because he's got full on white hair now.
Well, they were all. I mean, Sam Malone had his hair back,
right?
And he also is a gray haired guy.
So the Jennifer Aniston line was, you like donuts? Well, this is my new boyfriend. How you like these nuts?
Oh, yeah, that's right. These nuts. I like it.
Okay, that line, I laughed so hard.
It was
and I
very
looked
funny.
Over at Jack, who's Jack McCutcheon, is one of the young kids in the McCutcheon family, but not that young. He's like 15.
You think he knows the D's joke?
Well, that's it. He does know it. And he's even earlier in the night had shown, you know, the international symbol for wiener, which is that.
Yeah.
So he had that. He shows, you know, I forget what he was showing me, but I go, good one. And he didn't laugh at the D's nuts joke.
Right.
I'm like, what are you? What's wrong with you? Didn't you hear her?
Oh, well. Did you ever explain it to him?
I didn't bother.
What's the origin of that? I mean, I've heard it a million times, but does it come from something specific?
I think it comes from The Chronic, the album, Dr. Dre album, The Chronic, but it could be.
We did it. We said it in high school.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah, that was a big thing to do on like the wrestling bus when we were going
these
somewhere.
Nuts.
Say
it's
something.
A good brand.
Get somebody to say, yeah, you know what? Oh, what? These nuts. So, yeah.
Oh.
Mm. Anyway, Jaleel White was in there. Jasmine guy who was from a different world. A
different world, yeah.
Yeah.
They all looked like aliens trying really hard to look like humans.
They really don't have that full on age regression down yet. It just looks a little bit weird. their faces are like the wrong shape or something.
Yeah.
So they all brought back their iconic characters. Jen Aniston, Tom Brady, Ted Danson. I would like to know the budget for that one. That one seems like an expensive one. But Duncan's got the money, I guess. Oh, and I saw something where they blind tested Starbucks, Seattle company, against Duncan, and Starbucks won. I mean, that's hidden in my stories here somewhere.
Oh, even worse.
Mm. Owen Wilson getting a Spanish lesson from Sofia Vergara to get ready for the World Cup coverage for Telemundo.
Oh, I didn't see that. Was that good?
That was recurring. He was doing all kinds of little clips throughout the Super Bowl. And I think that I don't think I saw the actual lesson that he got from her. He was talking to various people. It seemed like they were clipping in here and there. There was a Pokemon thing with Lady Gaga, Trevor Noah, and one of the people from Blackpink.
Weird.
That was a long commercial, like really long.
I didn't see that. I'm kind of bummed because I mean, Primarina all the way.
Wait, who?
My favorite Pokemon is Primarina.
And is that the pink one that sings?
No.
Oh, that was Gaga's favorite.
Yeah, she liked Jigglypuff. If this photo has anything to do with it.
No, I thought of you and was like, oh, you're going to be loving this because they name checked them all. All these celebrities that have this connection to Pokemon. And there you are.
I'm surprised they didn't have Ed Sheeran. No, not me.
Oh.
Ed Sheeran in it. No, you know what's funny? It doesn't take long to forget all the names of all the Pokemon. Like when you're playing the game and all the time and always looking and arranging and sorting, because it's kind of a management game. and then you know all the names and you know all the stats and you know who to pull out for a fight against this guy or whatever. But it goes fast. But Primarina is
you've lost it all.
Girl.
Is what you're saying?
Most of it.
And have you traded away all your valuable Pokemon if you were to open up your phone?
Yeah, if I download it, no, I still have it all.
Oh.
But if you
could get right back to it.
If my friend Sheffy wanted to, he was like, I know that you have this. Will you give it to me? I would.
Oh.
I would be happy to.
Such a good friend.
I haven't heard Sheffy's name in a long time.
I know. I used to hang with Sheffy all the time. I think he moved. Let's see.
I really liked the Backstreet Boys karaoke one. Did you see that? Where it's just comes up on the screen like it's karaoke. It's that song, Everybody. But there's no singing. It's just showing it as karaoke.
And they
words.
Were right. But that was for like crypto or something.
It was
like,
for Coinbase. Yeah. But I thought it did a good job catching you because we were all like, oh, this is a little bit different and strange. Like, who is it? Like, what's it an ad for? Mm. So we were all waiting to see and trying to guess what the brand was.
I thought it was just like a potty break or something. Because you know how some places are like, hey, we're spending our 30 seconds on letting you go to the bathroom or whatever.
Yeah. Or Squarespace, I think a few years ago, did the QR code bouncing around DVD player.
Squarespace's was Emma Stone trying to get her name on .com. She's like in this crazy mystical sort of castle-y prison looking thing out on a rock in the middle of a stormy ocean, and she's smashing every laptop. She can't find it on this laptop, so she throws it away. She can't find it on this one, she throws it away. It was weird.
It was directed by the director she's been working with.
Right. Yorgos.
Let's just stick with Yorgos.
Right, sure, that guy.
What's the one name I can
Alexis
say?
Alexis Plus commercial on the list?
I think it is.
With Chris Hemsworth?
I think it is on. Yeah. He thinks Alexa Plus is out to kill him. Thinks of all the ways that she could do it.
That was great.
I didn't see that one.
That was later. One of the last ones I wrote down. So that was definitely after you went to bed. But you need to watch it. It's so funny.
I liked the Manscaped one. The singing clumps of hair.
It was so gross.
I loved it. I just thought it was so funny. It's for all these, you know, tools that you can shave all your stuff. And it's piles of hair singing. And then there's one pile of hair that's looking a little wiry. And they, before it can say where it got shaved off of, they flush it down the toilet.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That one made me wonder.
I went, oh, that's pretty good. That's a funny one.
You liked it. All right.
There was also Levi's, who did not take your advice and go with America's Napkin. They went on, they just focused on butts.
It was
all
cute.
All different butts. It was cute.
It was a cute one.
Toy Story, Woody was on there. Mm-hmm. That was a cute one. I thought that the Living on a Prayer, the State Farm, was also cute.
I didn't see that one.
That was Keegan-Michael Key and Danny McBride lead an off-key sing-along starring Haley Steinfeld. And then in the end, John Bon Jovi pulls up and is like, you need a ride.
I love Danny McBride in anything he does. He just makes me laugh. Did you see the one thing? I don't know if we'll be on a commercial list, but the one trailer, one of the movie trailers that was in there with Brad Pitt.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So that was for Adventures of Cliff Booth.
Yeah.
There were a few trailers, actually. What was going on with that? They were scribbling out like when they would have a drink or a cigarette
they were getting rid of
the F words.
And yeah, we're like over the people's mouths. But it was just, it seemed like some of the stuff was random. Like, why are you scribbling out the drink?
There was some nudity in the back. Like at one point there was a scribbling out of a butt.
Yes.
That was pretty
clear. And right across somebody's chest.
But it was interesting to me because while Quentin Tarantino wrote that, he didn't direct it.
Right.
And it still looks like his work.
Yeah. I'm sure they're going for that vibe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm sure. But you also would figure that, who is it, Fincher?
That's directing, yeah.
I mean, he also has some style of his own and is widely, you know, accepted as a great director.
As Brad's face went on the screen for that, I did feel like, oh, did he also get age regressed? Because he, and I don't know if he did or not, but I felt like, oh, did he just get everything tightened and plumped up? Like, I really did feel like, oh, no, oh,
On the broadcast for the Super Bowl, as I watched as much as I could, the game was unwatchable, so I was moving around. But there was a point where during the Super Bowl halftime show where, and of course, this is a star-studded event. They're showing stars and singers, and Charlie Puth was, you know, they went, oh, he's amazing. And I don't know. You didn't love it?
It was fine. It was very boring. Just boring.
I thought Brandi Carlile was great.
Oh my God, Brandi Carlile was great. He was fine.
Yeah,
it was just
slow,
almost too easy for him. It was really slow, and he was just like,
I didn't get excited.
I'm bored.
He's an amazing musician, but he's not really like a singer. I mean, he sings, but he's not.
Oh, I thought he was the perfect pitch guy.
He's amazing at what he does, but I wouldn't say he's this big voice that I'm excited to hear.
Oh, you know, okay. He has a good voice, but I felt like he was just completely uninteresting and unexciting. He delivered it perfectly. Like, you could not complain about the pitch. He even made some cool changes at the end I thought were really neat, but I was like, well, that was boring.
That sounds like a map. Well, so anyway, throughout the event, the one thing that stopped everybody in my house was Ricky Martin's surgery. And I was like, you guys, what is your problem? He's an old guy trying to be young and handsome. There's nothing wrong with
it. I thought he looked great. I figured he had some surgery, but I don't have recent memories of him to compare with.
All this stuff, everyone went, oh, that guy had his whole face changed.
He looked great. He was recognizable.
Who even knows the guy?
Yeah, he looked good. Yeah. One ad before we get done. The liquid IV ad for checking if your pee is yellow or not with the Phil Collins song in the background?
Yeah, I thought there were a few things that were just like, relax your tight end, you can take this pill.
Oh, and that was so funny.
They were funny.
Check,
yeah.
Tight end.
They did a good job with those.
A few kind of like, oh, well, that's, she's looking in the toilet and she's like, is it yellow?
Yeah, I loved that commercial. I loved the Phil Collins song in it. It was just like, yeah.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.